Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
O'clock. Father of two, Chew and Mock. Mac, do you have any idea who that father was?
It's got to be Jay Binkley, right?
That's right.
Did we get a winner?
We got a winner.
Yeah, baby.
How quickly did they say Bink?
Right away. Yeah. Right away they got it. Oh, yeah. Brandon had Binkley.
That's how you, yeah. Shout out, Brandon. Way to go. to all of you that are qualifiers, we'll select one of you, and one of you will be the lucky winner to That's a $500 great. Gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day. Again, we had the best idea. Spend $250 on food and give $250 to your
dad. That's exactly right.
Two birds, one stone, right?
Everybody wins, man. Your dad's going to think you got him a $250 gift card. I mean, little does he know that you used half of that on yourself. And everybody comes out like a winner. We were at Smokehouse Barbecue yesterday, sitting around the table, and my wife says to me, she goes, you ought to put Binkley as the famous father on Friday.
That's not even the best part of the story.
No, the best part of the story is, and then she gave me her three clues. And I texted Dusty and Mac. I said, we should have Binkley as our father tomorrow, and Dusty texted back with the exact same three clues that Jen sent.
The hell are we talking about?
Juice all over the place.
Shout out Jay Binkley. Happy Father's Day, Bink.
Yeah, text way to me, go, Bink.
Text me what you would rather have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For Father's Day.
Call in, Binkley.
The absolute number one pick in the NFL draft next year, or Paige Spranick on your couch for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Get Binkley on the phone, Mac. We got to talk to Jay about this.
We got to get to the burning question. Oh, all right. We can't get on Jay. All right. He'll join us Wednesday.
All right.
Burning question, Mac. We are 84 days away, so we are, who's in 84? J.J. Burton, he was 88. 84. Justin Watson
was 84.
Yeah. Was Demetrius Harris 84?
Oh, yep.
I think he was 84.
Hans Harris.
Hans, that's Bob's guy.
Yeah, that guy can catch a cold. Yes.
Kadropius Harris?
Yeah, Kadropius Harris. That's right. We merged those two guys into one player.
Kadropius Tony?
Yeah.
He's young Joka now.
Yeah, young Joka.
He's spitting bars, still dropping balls, though.
Well, in this question, you have a chance to bring young Joka back, or no. Even Demetrius Harris. Here you go. You have to give up in this hypothetical, Chiefs hypothetical. You're giving up Rashee Rice and Trip McDuffie. For why, I don't know. It's hypothetical, okay?
They never do this!
Yeah. Whatever. But you get one former Chief back.
In their prime.
In their prime. The best season that you'd think they had. Whatever it is. Their best form. Peak of their powers. You know Rice. Know McDuffie. You bring one former Chief. That Chief is... Dustman?
Willie Rofe.
Hard to argue that one.
Okay. That's a good one.
I mean, it really is hard to argue that
one. I mean,
one.
If I'm getting pancake slaying...
Yeah.
Jersey ripping... Face sticking out of my face masking Willie Rofe just on the left side. Imagine how I feel. Imagine Mahomes walking into One Arrowhead Drive and he gets out of his car. Hey, Pat. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine Patrick Mahomes playing behind that entire offensive line? Trent Green was amazing, awesome, one like phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if Mahomes had that line in front of him, good
fair.
Lord, man. People would be complaining that. I think we should ban the offensive line in football. The Eagles have proposed banning the offensive line or whoever, you know, the next year because the Chiefs were so good at that offensive line position. Look, Willie Rofe is the right answer. And
is it, though?
I think it is.
Okay.
I do. I quite honestly, I think it's the only answer.
Really?
Because if you're going to trade Rashee Rice and Trent McDuffie in this hypothetical, you better be getting a Hall of Famer back that is going to be a true difference maker. And you're trading your best wide receiver, your best defensive back. You can cover your best wide receiver loss with a great left tackle. Because those 03 teams didn't have any wide receivers to speak of. Johnny Morton at the end of his
Eddie
career.
Kinn?
Eddie Kinnison towards the end of his career. We didn't have any superstar wide receivers.
Dante was your slot guy before a slot receiver existed.
But they didn't really even know how to utilize Dante the best way still from an offensive standpoint. And so you had those guys as your wide receivers. And they were putting up 4,000 yards and scoring like it was nobody's business, right? So, I think the only answer is Willie Rofe. Now, I'm anxious and interested to see what everybody else has to say.
58.
Because,
yeah,
no.
I'm with text line, yeah.
No, Willie Rofe is a much better difference maker, I think, for what they need right now on this team. The left tackle is still the biggest question mark, right?
This kind of makes a question out of a question. Like, what's the bigger concern going into 2025-26? Left tackle or pass rush?
Oh, left tackle for me.
Left tackle because it's more important, and I feel confident in the rest of that defense to be able to hold up with their end of the bargain.
Yeah, I do too. Like DT would be nice and it would be fun, but does he make you better than what you are right now? I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but I know Willie Rofe makes you better than what you are right now.
Another question for both of you in the text line. Because I'm starting to feel it in my plums with these Chiefs talks. Who's the one quarterback today, 4th and 5, game on the line, you want to see Derek Thomas pop out the DT strip on?
Josh Allen.
Joe Burrow.
Man, I'd love to be Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
trying
Lamar's
to run away.
So fast. No, he's not the DT strip. DT strip comes from behind. You don't
gotcha,
see it coming.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Pop that ball's out. See, and Lamar gets back there, fourth and five. Here's his moment. Zay Flowers down the stretch. Bam, 58.
He would do that, too.
Open the gates, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah. He didn't know it was coming, man. It just, that ball popped out. And then, but yeah, Allen would be great. That'd be a good one, too.
Yeah. Josh Allen would be good for me.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Who was your answer, Mac?
Burrow.
No, I mean for the, if you give up
I'm
Rice.
I'm with the text line. I'm DT.
You are DT.
Yeah, I'm with the text line. Yeah. I just think DT and Chris Jones, I mean, that McDuffie loss wouldn't matter nearly as much. You'd have 15 sacks and then 12 sacks from Chris Jones, those two guys alone. Carl Loftus would look like an all-pro. I guess, and part of that is I'm starting to feel confident about Josh Simmons, that they may have drafted an all-pro guy.
Okay, so you've been out to OTAs, you drank the Kool-Aid a little bit. I get that. That's fine.
You're
we all do, dude. It's a rite of passage,
keep
right?
Drinking.
You go to training camp and you gargle the sweet nectar of the of the training camp and you see these things.
Wait
and you get excited,
right?
Wait till
we talk Speck into letting us do a Saturday show out there together.
Ooh, let's go.
I'll go out there with you.
Oh, yes, God. Please.
Oh, it's Will one you? Time. It'll rain and we won't have a show, but you'll know what I. Yeah. I'm just gonna let you experience.
Yes,
I'm gonna let
do.
You drive.
Yes,
I'm gonna let you get there.
Oh, I'd
and
love
see that. We don't have internet, or that you know, it looks like Twisters 3 is coming out of left field.
I mean, the last year that Josh and I went up there, we were standing like in the only dry spot. We were off the air. Lightning was around us, and nobody came to get us in a golf cart to take us to safety. It was awful. Happens every year.
It's like the opposite of the Truman Show. Everything is pouring on everyone, and they're just sitting here, ray of light. It's like, Bob, Josh, it is time.
Thank God the guy from Hy-Vee was cooking burgers next to us. I mean, like, what are we going to do? I mean, it was a deluge or deluge, whatever it is. And you could just see the storms develop and the lightning. I'm like, that's not a passing storm. I wish you were there.
Yeah,
sorry, guys. There's nothing we can do about it. You're stuck in this tent with this big metal pole.
Does Mahomes just... I'm interested to know with Willie Rofe. Like, is it drastically different? Like, is it really that much? I mean, I'm being honest. Like,
is it back
to where like every year would be 4,800
with Willie Rofe?
Yeah, I do. I think you'd be looking at
God.
I do. That I think it makes that much of a difference.
And that also factors in like that's more fun. Like with Derek Thomas, I'm always like in like suspense because like even watching him as a kid, it was always like, is he gonna do it, Dad? It's like I don't know. You just never know when it's coming. Willie Rofe, man, if that's there and Mahomes is there, I mean, I know when it's going to happen. Like, you're going to just have Xavier Worthy
for
go
sure.
down the field.
Right.
And that 25% deep pass rate that he had is going to go from there to like
100.
Yeah, like 40. But like still 40 is egregious.
Because I watched Willie Rofe in his prime every day. Well, I guess in his Kansas City prime every game. A lot of us did. We saw Willie Rofe. I got to watch Willie Rofe at River Falls absolutely just embarrass Jared Allen frustrate Jared Allen and make Jared Allen throw helmets. And Willie Rofe just did it so casually and so easily. And I still think he's one of the most impressive athletes that I've ever seen play. The gentleman could barely walk. He walked like he was on eggshells, smoked cigarettes, and beat the hell out of people on every single play. I don't know that Willie Rofe lost a play.
Lost a one-on-one or, yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Lost a rep.
I don't know that Willie, like, if you do a YouTube search for Willie Rofe getting beat, it probably comes up with nothing because that's how good he is. And if Patrick Mahomes, like, the frustrated Patrick Mahomes at the offensive line, at the left tackle for the last couple of years, it's limited what he can do. And if you get a Willie Rofe in there, it just increases everything that Patrick Mahomes and this offense can do.
Total stud. I used to be such a nerd on Madden that I would go back after I had a big play and I might have saw something in the corner of my eye, I would do the replay in slow motion. And I would toggle 77. And let's say I did like a screen pass to like Dante Hall. I'd run up the seam and then all of a sudden I would just see 77. Boom, boom. And it was just like pancake. And then at the end of the game, they even had it in the stat in Madden. It would be like a pancake stat.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Rofe would have like 8 a game. Now that's a video game. But real life, they'd have like 10.
I mean, that was one of the best offensive lines in the history of this league.
It's insane.
It's too bad they didn't finish the job, obviously, so they're never going to get the credit. But you got two Hall of Famers, and you should have a third in Brian Waters. The fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame is disgraceful.
That's crazy.
Disgraceful. Brian Waters was a defensive end that the Chiefs, I think, signed like a free agent or street free agent, or maybe they ended up trading. I can't remember what it was with Dallas. They switched him from a defensive end to a left guard. And I'm not sure Brian Waters got beat out of play ever in his career either. And then he couldn't stand Todd Haley either. He's like, peace out, man. I'm out of this thing.
On to Bill Belichick. So, by the way, the third answer on the text line that we got. So, number one was Willie Rowe for Derek Thomas. And then the third pick was Jamal Charles.
Which is super fun. It's my favorite Chief ever, but it doesn't lift the ceiling.
I saw one that because we said who
I think
bring
he lifts
back?
It more than DT, though.
Really?
Yeah. From imagine him with Patrick Mahomes and catching passes out of the backfield.
Sure.
And, you know,
it would be great, but five imagine yards Derek a clip. Thomas next to Chris Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but this is an offensive league now.
I guess.
Or at least it was until last year.
Yeah, last year was a little weird.
A little weird. But no, I with an offensive league, you just got to keep getting better offensively, right?
I get
Jared
it.
Jared Allen.
Love Jared Allen. That sack dance.
Would you give up Rice and McDuffie for Jared Allen?
No.
Would you give up Rice and McDuffie for Jamal Charles in his prime?
Yeah, I think I might.
Yeah, I
think I might. I would love to see prime Jamal Charles with Andy Reid, too. We saw him at the end,
at
the prime. I would imagine Andy Reid lining Jamal Charles up as a wide receiver.
I think I'm saying yes because of my nostalgia and because of my love for Jamal, but I don't think that's the right answer.
No, I think Willie Rofe is the only right answer. I really do.
What about prime Tony G?
You got Kels.
I mean,
you got 39. Yeah,
I would love that prime Tony G and Kels together, man.
That would be nasty.
Yeah, what the hell? Give it up. This team develops defensive backs.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Give me Tony Gonzalez for those two guys.
87 and 88 on a crossing route. GG's.
Yeah. Somebody says, I think you guys are forgetting that back in the day, those hits were okay. Today, he would have been ejected.
That's a fair point, too. Derek Thomas would be kicked out of games today. You hit the quarterback too hard, Mr. Thomas. It's a stoppage of play, forward progress. It's not a fumble. Mr. Thomas, you're going to have to leave the game. You're playing too tough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff Triplett.
Yeah, appreciate that. And don't you dare hit Josh Allen. It's my special boy. No, that is the max burning question of the day. 84 days away. So Monday we will be 84.
Man.
Coming up on the other side, there is a new award being introduced to the Grammys. We decide what that is. Plus, we discuss an award that should be an obvious one in sports today that is not here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Because he's J.A.C. That's right, baby.
There it is.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey as well. Turn it up. So I was asking you this question. Like, at what age do you have to let this music and concert out of your life? Or do you ever have to?
Oh, God. Once you hit 30, you better not be doing it.
Hypothetically, let's say there's a very cute girl that piques interest, but this is what she's about. She's 34 and goes to, like, raves all the time.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Thank you.
In?
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah,
it was a deal breaker.
Yeah, I think once you hit 30, man, time to kind of grow up a little bit.
I'm out.
You know, you don't need to be going to raves with glow sticks in your mouth.
I get it. You might be like, hey, grown man shouldn't be collecting baseball cards.
No.
Fair point.
No.
Fair point.
I disagree with that.
But grown man's got $5,000 maybe coming in the mail today.
Woo. Yeah, it's coming. The
in
car.
A hard case.
Let's go.
Arrives today. Be on look. I'll be like Kevin McCallister.
What time you got to be out there?
I mean, dude, I'm front porching it, Surfside's waiting for this. I'm going to look like Rob Maloney on my front porch. And as soon as that UPS driver gets to my door, I know that I'm hard.
Give it.
Don't even put it in that mailbox there.
But do you have a set time when it is supposed to be delivered?
Yeah. Hopefully not
because 4:30
in the morning.
To the game tonight. Yeah, not 4:30 in the morning. But you're going to the game. What time are you leaving for the game?
Yeah, let me look at that. Let me get to the email. It just says arrives today. And it says track package. Giggity. 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. So it could already be. It could be there in 40 minutes.
Yeah, could be. So you're gonna be. Yeah, we have to get out of here early today. It's Friday. You know, I got to meet my mom at the J to work out today. My mom and I are going to the J today.
Have you ever worked out with your mother before?
No.
What do you plan on doing?
Oh, I'll be doing some running. She'll be doing some running. I'll probably sit in the steam room or whatever, and you know, she can continue to run and do her thing.
She work out.
She does. Yeah. She she had knee surgery and you know got her knee all back in like 3 weeks because she just was a beast about it.
Why am I hoping that she gets into the steam room and does something that drives you nuts?
She's not gonna get. get into the steam room. No, and they're separate, you know, males and females, because, you know, the men.
That one guy's still drying off?
Oh, he's still drying off. Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
I know you have, but you got to take the next step.
Yeah.
Gold and I talked about it in Omaha.
Yeah.
Like drying off in the sun.
So there's an old man who gets butt naked and uses the hand dryer to dry his ass.
Back hair.
No.
Yeah, and I finally said something because I was
bumped ass in the box.
Yeah, like I was standing there shaving, and I turned around and go, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, dude.
And like then I'm the jerk.
Yeah, you're.
And the guy scoffed at him like, "Yeah, sorry to get in your way." No, dude, he's like, you know. Everybody else is getting that, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but men
bad.
Don't care. They just parade around. You know,
it
happens
everywhere.
No, that's
too far. You can fart. Like, if you're in the bathroom and you're in the urinal and you rip one, somebody can't go in and go, oh,
no.
Like, get out.
Yeah, it's the bathroom.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
get out, twice. Dude. Or if you're in there and you're like, ugh. And then somebody's like, nice burp. I'm like, dude, we're in the bathroom.
We're in the bathroom, yeah.
Spreading your cheeks and letting the hair dry is not something
that
is allowed.
It wasn't that bad, but, you know, he was drying the back hair.
Guy sounds like...
Because he's J.A.C. So, yeah, that's what I'm excited. I meet my mom at 10:20 at the J. We're going to get her swole on down there.
Let's go.
And, you know, get a little workout in before we head on over to Cactus tonight and get the weekend started, because it is BMA weekend. And so we got that going on tomorrow. I told you we talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Somebody better locate Jerry Anselmo, because he said last night he was going to go sit in front of Taylor and Travis's house to try to collect autographs. So if you see a short old man that looks like Tom Bosley wandering around Leawood, please bring him back to Jasper's. Mm.
618 says, I'm a professional and still go to EDM concerts every once in a while. Believe me, great views. LOL. And I'm 37. I think if you're going every once in a while, that's fine.
Mm.
No?
Mm.
I don't know.
See, it says, Goal would probably fill in for you early to go get your card, I reckon. You'd think.
But no, because, you know, between 9 and 1, you know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah.
1:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a delivery for something the other day. The delivery hours that we were given were 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Up yours.
Yeah.
Jeez.
My wife just went and picked it up.
You can't be 35 at the rave. That's a no.
I mean, think about how stupid you would look being
somebody's,
that age at
says,
a rave.
That's like the 35-year-old guy who's still going to frat parties.
Oh, that's worse. Come
Eesh.
On. That's worse.
Or the 25-year-old that's still hanging out at college bars.
It's bad.
Like, you even felt old in Man Happiness, didn't you? Over
yeah.
There,
oh, yeah.
When
I
you
did.
Went up
Absolutely.
There? Yeah. Felt
they,
like the creeper guy.
Them.
You did?
Oh, yes, I
really?
Did.
Good for you. Nice. You do look a little younger, but you still feel like, oh, my God, I'm kind of creeping the bars.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird.
Somebody says, techno is all over with the old single men at the gym. Sitting in the sauna, you can hear that trash through their headphones.
Really?
I mean, no, I don't.
Come on.
Somebody says, if it were Cags, that's a different story. He's 22.
He's 22.
Yeah, go rave, dude.
Yeah, you do what you want at that age. That, I mean, when he's 21 is the legal age, right? He's 22. Go for it. But once you hit 30, man, it's like, all right, like, nobody wants you there either.
Right.
Like, seriously, if you get to a certain age, the younger people don't want you there. Whose dad's here? You know, like that kind of stuff.
I just thought it was weird. I saw like videos, like, I'm just like, wow, she's still going to those. All right. And I mean, it is literally like the, like what we came back with, like the, and like foam parties. Oh.
See, I wanted to have a foam party at our wedding. And my wife said, no,
not a chance,
that's
dude.
Fair. That's gross. That's you talk about filth, man.
Yeah.
That foam.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It just sits.
I pushed the envelope on everything, but mm-hmm. I also wanted to have a foam party in the backyard just to see what the neighbors would do.
Mm. I mean, that's kind of fun. Because at
fun.
Least that's outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you come over if I said we're having a foam party?
Absolutely.
Hire DJ Hyden to come out there and spin the tunes.
We could all come in our matching royal shirts.
Yes.
Shout out Emily.
Yes.
Did a Mother's Day photo, all three of us together.
So good.
With the dog.
Yeah. Even Winnie was involved. She had to be. She put down wrestling that raised bed for a second.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we went to the break talking about how the Grammys are introducing an award. Now, by the way, this award is probably 35 years too late.
Why is this? I honest to God thought this was already an award.
It should have been.
Should have been.
And the award the Grammys are going to introduce this year is Best Album Cover. So artwork type of an award. Like the best album cover that gets... You
I don't
know a Grammy now.
I don't know about you guys. We've always talked about album covers. You know, you get the new CD back in the day, or actually albums back in the day. You look at the cover, you talk about the art that's on. How has this never been an award before?
It's also not a Modern Time Day Award. Like, everybody's album.
Well, that's the other thing.
Like, your album cover now is like, it's on. I mean, I get it. There's still album covers.
Yeah.
But is it still technically the same? Like, do you still care? Because, for instance, one of the biggest drops this summer so far has been Morgan Wallen's new album. It's a self-portrait of his face, but nobody cares. They went straight to the 38 songs and started playing the songs, right? They weren't really like, oh, did you see that album work for Morgan Wallen? When I was a kid, though, I remember when the Chronic 2001 came out from Dr. Dre. It's a black album cover, little pot leaf in the corner, 2001, Chronic. And I thought it was cool. It was simplistic. Simple. It was all black. It was green, and it was great. I remember Eminem's first album cover, the Real Slim Shady LP. It was like a tear going into the water. It was purple. There was a big moon. It had like different characteristic letters on it. And that's what sold me into Eminem, was like a cool album cover. Kind of like when you buy a bottle of wine, you're like, oh, this cover of wine, this bottle is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll drink it. It's a Pinot Noir. It's a, you know, Chardonnay, whatever label it looks may be. Cool.
Beer is the same way.
You buy by the label.
Yeah, you do.
And
your
now
eyes.
All of a sudden,
yeah,
the Grammys are like, yeah, we're going to have best album cover. I'm like,
40 years too late, pal. You know, like, seriously, though. Like for me, it was like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 with Guns N' Roses, Slippery When Wet with
Nirvana.
Bon Jovi. Nirvana, Nevermind. Yeah.
Like, I saw the kids swimming for the dollar naked. You're like, what the hell? All right. And you turn it on, you're like, oh, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Smells like Teen Spirit, but I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah. The other one, you know, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, Thriller. Like, those were some big album covers that you had back in the day. Like, that's
Hotel California.
Yeah, that's another really good. I'm not a huge Eagles fan.
Yeah, but that artwork sell
yes,
that album.
It does.
Like, that is a hotel in California.
Right. There's another album cover that I really like, and I wish
Abbey
I knew.
Road?
Another good one. Like, people are getting run over by cars reenacting. I saw, okay, so I went down an Abbey Road rabbit hole, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is where I really have lost faith in humanity, okay? Because somehow I ended up, like, on a Yelp or a Reddit thing for the actual street Abbey Road, and people were rating it 0 stars. They're like, this is just a crosswalk. We came here. What in God's name were you expecting? And second of all, who the hell rates and gives out ratings for a street corner on Yelp? Look, there's a lot of sickos out there, man. Right. There really are weirdos running around. Antonio Brown. And so, like that was the one for me that, like, fired me up. Like, you're giving, like, Yelp ratings to the corner of Abbey Road, wherever the album cover was, because the Beatles weren't there, or there wasn't a museum, or whatever you expect. We drove all the way out here, and it was just the street. No bleep! That's what it is. Great cover.
So it got me thinking.
Oh, the Daughtry one, I was going to say. There's a Daughtry album cover that's out there, and it's like
random.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it's aesthetically pleasing to me. It's like a sunset with palm trees down a vacant street. I'm like, I always just like that. Where is that? And I can never find it.
But it made me think, when we were doing, like, post-production yesterday, like, what's an award that hasn't been created yet that obviously should have many, many years ago? And the obvious to me in the room is Quarterback of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, why do we not have an award specifically for the quarterback? Because the quarterback always wins the MVP. Was Josh Allen the MVP last year? Or was Saquon Barkley the MVP?
Oh, it was Saquon Barkley.
Who was the
offensive
player of the year last year? Saquon Barkley, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, we're losing out on what could be maybe incentives, but, like, just let the quarterbacks win the quarterback award. And then you can have your old man discussions at the bar where you're like, well, that's really the MVP. It's like, well, it's not.
It's not. No.
Because you can be the best quarterback and still be the MVP. You can be the best quarterback, but it maybe not be the MVP.
I mean, so, Saquon Barkley really was the MVP last year in the NFL.
Yards.
And there's really no debating that. I mean, without Saquon Barkley, I don't know, they're in as good a team. Obviously, they're not as good a team.
When
now,
the Eagles lost the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 3 years ago, did they have Saquon Barkley?
No.
When they beat the Chiefs,
they
the
did.
Okay.
But they didn't. But Saquon didn't do anything in the Super Bowl, though. But they still had the
stat-wise,
presence. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Stat-wise.
But you had to still account for him on every single play, and that probably eliminated, like, covering wide receiver, whatever it was, whatever nerd stuff you want to get into. But you start accounting for that. That's part of the problem, too. You got to account for all of these players. That's why it's good to have all these weapons. You got to account for them. Whether they make an impact or not, they're still having an impact by just being out there on the field. I mean, that's kind of where it is with the Chiefs. You're like, all these guys are not going to have fantasy numbers. No, you're right, they're not. But you know what they're all going to do? Be accounted for on every single play and leave one-on-one matchups where then you can go up over the top and score touchdowns. So I like your thinking quarterback of the year and really turn the MVP into a true most valuable player award. I mean, it's been since 1986 since a defensive player won it, and that was Lawrence Taylor. And I think the only other defensive player to ever win the MVP was like Alan Page with the Vikings in the 70s. And so it's become this quarterback award. And if I'm a player in the NFL, not a quarterback, I am having a huge bonus in my contract for the MVP, because the fact that you get it would be almost, I mean, almost unthinkable. What was the last time? Adrian Peterson, right?
Yeah.
2012?
Yeah, I think so.
When he ran for what? Almost 2,100 yards?
Yep.
Because like that's the thing. It's like
Mac wasn't even in high school then.
Freshman year, maybe. Right around 17.
That's a long time ago, guys.
But like the other thing too is that there's going to be years where the quarterback can triple crown it, right? Where you can win offensive player of the year, MVP, and quarterback of the year. Like when Mahomes were 50 and 5,000, when Brady had that 16-1 season, like they were the MVP, the offensive player. Maybe Randy Moss might have gotten the offensive player of the year, but like there are times when that could happen. But again, like you'll have a more focused award towards the person who's taking it from everybody else. And there will be times where I think that this, if this award existed, that you would have the conversation where like, yeah, they're the MVP and the quarterback of the
league. Yeah, okay, and that's fine. And it's better for the league, honestly, too, to have these conversations. I mean, look at the debate, quote unquote debate that we're having right now about this award. And it's June 13th, right? Like we're sitting here talking about this situation and the possibilities of it all season long. You've got people talking about now we can have a real MVP conversation. We can have a real quarterback of the year conversation. Changes the whole dynamic of talking points in the NFL.
It's also because they brought a new award to the NFL this year, Protector of the Year Award.
I love it.
Let's just hypothetical this thing real quick, fellas. By the year 2035, how many of the 10 winners will be left tackles?
All of them.
Okay. Like
at least seven.
Seven?
I think because I'm just thinking about past years. Like Quentin Nelson would have gotten a year in the last 10 years. He's a left guard. He would have gotten one award.
You think?
Over Trent Williams every year?
No, not every year. But I think there would have been a year. Quentin Nelson was just a beast. Everyone was talking about him. I've never heard a guard talked about more.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jason Kelce maybe has a year.
Maybe.
But you're right. It's seven or eight. It's going to be Trent Williams or whoever. Ragnow, yeah. Name your guy.
Exactly.
Hopefully like, Josh Simmons.
Yeah, in 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
But, please. Like, that's the thing. It's just, it's crazy because, like, that's what you could say the same thing about, that's what you could say, you know, I don't know, about, like, the quarterback. Like, if I said the MVP was going to be, you know, in the NFL, and it was, okay, how many of these awards are going to go to the quarterback? And you said seven. I'd be like, well, in the last 20 years, two.
Yeah.
Have gone to somebody besides the quarterback.
Who? Peterson and then Sean Alexander?
Maybe Alexander got it. I'm not sure.
Mm. Okay.
But it is.
I don't think Sean Alexander won the MVP.
Didn't. Okay.
I mean, I think it's been Peterson and then maybe there's only been one time it's been co-MVP, I believe. That was McNair and Manning. They both got it. But you have to look up like NFL MVP award winners. I don't have all those.
LT and Sean Alexander were back to back.
Okay.
05 and 06.
Let's go. Lawrence Taylor won it in 86.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You said LT MVP. I was thinking Lawrence Taylor.
Both those years, they set the touchdown records.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Who was previously set by Priest Holmes.
Who did not win the MVP.
Because Peyton Manning existed.
That's right.
In 2003.
But he also existed as 4 and 5, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we got screwed out of that one. Thanks, NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe they should give like a senior citizen of the year award in the NFL for guys with 10 or more years of experience. And the only reason I say this is because I'm looking at this mugshot of Aaron Rodgers right now. And they're like, is this 41 the new 31? Guys are getting older in this league. Award the old dudes, man. 10 years or more. Who played the best that year? Give that guy an award.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be Travis Hunter or Cam Ward currently? Lewis Riddick will give you maybe a little bit of a tease to that.
Cam Ward is built the way you want him to be built. He just is, man. He's a true alpha. And that's what everyone at Miami and at Washington State will tell you. This is not a surprise. The guy is built to be the face of a franchise. He's got a ton of mental horsepower where the coach is giving him instructions. He's a rookie now. He's a rookie. He's giving him instructions about a whole new offense. everything that he has to do pre-snap, post-snap, all the responsibility that he has, while at the same time, I heard Jeffrey Simmons talking about the fact that the defense is chirping at him, he's chirping back at him, while at the same time listening to what Brian Callahan is telling him, and then going out there and executing and throwing the football, you know, at the level that he can throw it at, which is commensurate with being the number one overall pick in the draft. The guy is built the way you want. I cannot wait to see him actually play real games so people can stop saying, oh, it's just minicamp, oh, he's just in shorts, oh, it doesn't mean anything. The dude's special. He's probably one of the least hyped number one overall picks that we've talked about in a long time. I think that's going to change come September, though, Dan.
Well, I mean, probably the least talked about since Eric Fisher. Because he was an offensive tackle.
But 2012,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah.
2013,
so,
yeah.
But, I mean, I can't remember anything like this before, ever in my life, where a quarterback's taken number one overall and nobody cares. And that's great for Cam Ward. To answer your question, Dusty, it's no question I'd rather be Cam Ward right now. And for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's zero pressure on you. Nobody knows about you. Nobody's talking about you. You're playing in Nashville. Like, literally nobody's going to be paying attention to every move that you make. And so you got the ability to grow into this thing and become a quarterback the way that you should be able to become a quarterback in the NFL. The expectations, I think, are probably fairly low for him. There's not a high bar that he has to go out there and achieve. There's not a lot of pressure on this guy. I mean, so Cam Ward is the answer. And the other reason why Cam Ward is the answer is because I'm more and more, as the days go by, in step with Mac, that this guy, Travis Hunter, is going to be a bust. The man just spent $3.2 million on a house.
Ooh. Damn. Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good. That's not good.
You don't need the MTV Cribs place in Jacksonville, dude.
No.
And
no,
so that's he just dropped $3.2 million on a house.
Wonder how much the new wife had say in that.
Rent. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
You don't need to go out there and live like that. That's how guys lose their money. Gosh, they spend it so foolishly. And then they're out of the league, and Kadarius Toney's cutting rap albums. And I'm not saying that, but, I mean, the guy's dancing at practice and pissing off his teammates, right? And now he's dropping $3.2 million already. I would be saving every dime of my rookie contract just in case there something happens, and there isn't another contract after that. And so
yeah.
I'd rather be Cam Ward, and it's not even a close question for me.
I agree.
It's funny how, like, we saw it all happening, too, because we were standing around at the draft. Emily Maloney, you, myself, Gold, and Bob were all sitting there, and it's like, first pick of the NFL draft, Cam Ward. We're like, all right. And like, oh, man, they're already competent with Mahomes? And then it was like, and there's a trade. And it was like, we didn't see Cam Ward the rest of the night.
Right.
Man, I don't even know if I saw him give the commissioner a hug or a handshake.
I don't know that I did either,
The only
Dusty.
Thing I remember seeing of that was Travis Hunter coming out and doing a dance.
Yep, right.
And I was like, live your moment, kid.
No,
like,
I don't think Cam Ward was Cam Ward at the draft?
I don't think he went.
I don't think he did go, no.
So, yeah, I don't even, which didn't is even know style. He was there.
Maloney just is like, we got a draft?
Did you get the tenders?
No, yeah. But he was asked about what he's doing over the long weekend and stuff, and he was like,
Maloney was?
Cam Ward, and he was like, just going on about normal things, and he was like, yeah, throw the F out of the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said, throw the F out of the ball.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, this guy's business.
Yeah.
He plays football.
He does. And I'm not a get in your playbook guy, and I love the fact that other guys have other things, but when you're at the facility and you're in the football mindset, football's got to be the priority for you.
Not dancing.
And so. Yeah, and of course, like, Deion was his coach, his father figure. This is the first time he really has somebody other than his father figure, if you will, as a coach. We'll see how different it's going to be.
We have a realtor from Jacksonville on the text line. $3.2 million for a house in Jacksonville is not that much.
How do you know?
It's still $3.2 million.
Renting is giving away your money. Buying a home, he could sell it and make money off of it.
The average home value in Jacksonville is $302,000, so he paid 10 times more than the average home value.
Mm.
That's a simple Google
search. I
hope
he gets into golf. Jacksonville is a mecca for golf, dude. You go to Jacksonville and drive, I mean, yeah, the whole state of Florida, obviously. But, like, you drive through Jacksonville, it's like everywhere you go is a golf course.
The median sale price in Jacksonville, $279,000. The median list price is $308,000.
So he could have spent $500 and been splurging.
Yeah. The average home price in Kansas City, Missouri, $241,000. Jack facts. The average home price in Overland Park, Kansas, $449,000. So Jacksonville is actually $150,000 cheaper on average in Overland Park,
wow.
Kansas. Jack facts.
Because it's Jacksonville?
Yep.
Yes, it works.
Okay.
It works.
So to the realtor in Jacksonville, you're wrong. Jack facts. That guy just went back in like Homer Simpson into the
bush.
He did.
He's like, shoot.
That's not a lot of money. It's actually cheaper to live in Jacksonville than it is in Kansas, in Overland Park by $150,000.
Mm. That's tough. JAC, baby.
JAC.
That's right. I mean, whenever you're down, dude, and you're just not having a day and you don't know what to do, all you got to do is just hum this in your head.
Because he's JAC. He's dynamite. Oh. JAC.
That's right. You're having a bad, I mean, dude, that throw last night when that happened.
Because he's JAC.
He might have made the play, though, to be honest with you. Coming up, who are you
and how
taking?
How about that runner falling, rounding third, too, and still scoring?
Yeah.
Baseball's tough. There's a sequel in the making, plus there's a duo that I want to ask who you're taking in their prime in football. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at TheFan965, for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
US Open's not on television. Can't find golf anywhere. They got 911 on USA.
What's it supposed to be on today? You know what it is? I did hear this,
Dusty. Apple TV.
It's on the NBC family of network streaming platforms, I think somebody was saying today.
So Peacock?
Yeah, whatever else they stream.
Damn.
Oh, that sucks.
You have Peacock, Dustman?
I don't know. I don't even want to be here.
Almost done.
I don't know if I want to live anymore.
Whoa.
You remember that scene from I Think You Should Leave when he wears the old man suit?
Yes, when he's got the suit on.
All right, go spill the guy's tray. I don't even know if I want to be here anymore. I don't know if it's worth living.
You only need to watch the 17th and 18th hole on Sunday to figure it out anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, that's like your opinion, man.
Watch these guys in the weeds, can't hit it out. That's the fun part. It really is. I mean, you're normal like everybody else.
The internet, Justin Thomas four-putted from like 5 feet.
They make the greens impossible as well?
Everything's impossible the U.S. Open. The rough, the green. Hell, one green shares a practice green. It's just golf.
What's more possible, the U.S. Open or you getting a date with one of the Cavender twins?
Oh, God, both are... definite losses. What do you mean U.S. Open? Like, to
if you played four rounds of golf, what is it, 96 holes is U.S. Mm-hmm. Open, right? How many of those holes do you think you could par?
Zero.
Okay, good answer. Wow. No, I love the answer because you're being a realist on this.
At the U.S. Open?
Yeah.
I mean, my driving accuracy is about my pissing accuracy at 2 a.m. That's why I sit down.
Yeah, you have to because I told you my friend Tony fell, hit his head on the toilet because of that. They
can't do it.
In the middle of the night,
can't
you should sit and pee.
Mm-hmm. It's beneficial, men.
It is.
So if I'm in the rough, there's no matter what. If I'm not in the fairway, by the time I'm 100 yards into the green – no chance.
Okay.
I mean, a par three is 289 yards. I don't even hit my driver 289 yards. I don't hit my driver 269 yards. Tough.
Wow.
U.S. Open. I have a better chance at getting a Cavender twin to like a message on Instagram than I would to have a par at the U.S. Open.
There we go.
I have a better chance at that one Cavender twin to break off with Ferguson, the tight end for the Dallas freaking Cowboys, tight end one in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. She's dating that guy.
Yeah, man. No, engaged to that man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Turdy Ferg, man, stand up.
Is he any good?
Jake Ferguson's solid, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not a superstar.
No.
He is in Dallas. Jakey Ferg, he's option number two until Pickens got there, and he still might be option number two.
Who's the quarterback again?
Dak Prescott. You watch. When Dak's healthy, watch Ferguson's numbers.
No, Ferguson's good.
No, he is good. He's a top 10 tight end in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So I saw this on Sleeper on Twitter or X.
Love it.
Which duo are you taking in their prime? Mahomes, Tyreek, Rodgers, Devontae, Ryan, and Julio, Burrow, and Chase.
You lost me after Mahomes, Tyreek. Okay. I didn't hear the other grouping of names.
because that Ryan Julio combo was absolutely sick.
They didn't win squat, though. So, I mean, that was like an underachieving group, right?
Give me the duos one more time.
Yeah, so which duos are you taking in their prime? Mahomes and Tyreek.
Okay.
Rodgers and Davante Adams.
Okay.
Ryan and Julio.
Down by the schoolyard.
Yep. Diamonds in the soles of her shoes. And then Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. So last year's Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I think that's probably prime there last year. I mean, Triple Crown.
Yeah, it was really good.
There's some names on there that I would probably insert over Rodgers and Devontae. So, and again,
yeah.
Rodgers and Devontae are very good. But Culpepper Moss, Calvin and Stafford.
Culpepper Moss sounds like a sandwich. I'll have the Culpepper Moss today.
I'll pass.
Leader White.
Can I get the sauce off it? No, no. It comes on it. Oh.
I'll take it in a wrap.
The first comment is Brady and Moss, and Sleeper replied saying, not on the list for a reason would be the only answer.
Yeah. I mean, Fair. Yeah, right. Or Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss. And,
I mean, Calvin Johnson, Matt Stafford.
Wait,
did you see the Calvin Johnson stuff? How he's not doing well, man, like mentally. Yeah. Oh. How he would have to smoke a bunch of weed before the game just to get himself in the right time, you know, mind frame and the pain and all that kind of stuff. I feel so bad. And that's why I'm such a big opponent of the prescription medicines that they give these guys, because they get addicted to this kind of stuff and then they can't manage the pain. It's awful, awful, awful. But anyway, there's only one duo on that list, I believe, that has won a Super Bowl, right?
Correct.
Okay. It's a pretty simple question.
Yep. Rodgers did not have Davante Adams yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was a damn good duo, though. That was really good.
They were great with the Jets. I was so good in New York. I mean, they lit the world on fire, man. Last year, Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers, sweet duo. Ryan and Julio were really good, but they could never finish the deal.
Honestly, yeah, that may be the answer.
And Burrow and Chase, very nice duo. Again, not deal finishers.
I think you're right, Dusty. Stafford and
Calvin?
I'd put that over them, over these four.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why he left them off the list, too, because if you put something that's so obvious out there, then you're not going to be, it's not going to be a good poll.
Because if you're right? Another duo that involves Stafford is Cup, because Stafford and Cup did exactly what Burrow and Chase did last year.
Triple Crown.
I mean, they were studs, and
offensive
they're not on
player
the
player of the year, Cooper yeah, Cup.
Exactly. Offensive player of the year this year, Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, no.
Or no, it wasn't.
It wasn't because of Saquon, but Saquon.
Yeah. I mean, who else could you put on that list? Rice and Montana, if you want to go back to the old days.
Castle and Bo.
I mean, that one year, I still look at those numbers. I'm like, Pat Castle had like 25 touchdown passes, and 15 of them went to Dwayne Bowe or something crazy like that.
You can put Big Ben and AB on there.
For sure.
AB.
We'll get into him next
segment.
We'll
get into that next
segment.
We got that.
I might have gotten Rich of the Week for all of y'all. I know you'd have to pick
we
one.
We can just do that.
Yeah. I mean, time's come, right? For it's sure. Time.
Yeah. What, to talk about it? Or, oh, no.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
It's time to.
Montana Rice is the name that comes up.
Yep. Aikman and Irving?
Aikman and Irving was a really good combination, yeah.
Peyton and Marvin?
Good.
Oh, yes.
Easy.
I'd like to use Marvin Harrison Jr., but he ain't got no quarterback.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You think he'll get traded?
I mean, or demand it.
Yeah.
You're seeing that happen in the NFL like you do in the NBA.
I love it. And in Major League Baseball, that guy from Milwaukee who got demoted to the bullpen for the kid from Grand Valley is like, trade me. Okay.
Good.
Well, it doesn't matter. You ain't gonna pitch anymore anyway. I got a rookie from Grand Valley at a no-no going into the fifth. Throwing 102 just piss rockets. Good luck. Couldn't happen to a better team. You knew they were playing last night.
Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Wilson Contreras, you dirty player.
Speaking of the Cardinals, let me throw this one at you because you're a baseball
fan. Swan.
That's a hell of a one from back in the day, right? On this day in 2003, okay, the first time the Yankees and Cardinals have played since the 1964 World Series. On that day, think about what happened in this. Roger Clemens got his 300th win and 4,000th strikeout on the same day. That's insane to me. 300 wins, 4,000 Ks came against St. Louis, and Roger Clemens isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Because he did steroids. Then make up their own hallway. Put an asterisk on it. You know where the most attention would go?
Right
down
there.
That hallway. You know what I mean?
Right there.
You know what people like in Disney World? Not the teacups.
No, they don't make
like
you
eating,
puke.
They don't like eating breakfast with Goofy and Donald. They like Tower of Terror and Space Mountain.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Thunder Mountain was good, too. The roller coaster with the waterfalls. And the
Is that Brer Rabbit?
Or the Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. That was always a good one, too.
Yeah, people like to have fun.
Hall of Presidents.
8-year-old Mac did like Breakfast with Goofy, but it's okay.
Would you like some eggs?
Get out of my face, clown. I just want to eat. Mascots during breakfast is not something I like.
And then
it's already
talk.
Tight in here. I'm already pissed the
did
French toast is
cold.
Did you do
the hot dog dance as a kid?
What's the hot dog dance?
That they did on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Oh. You did the hot dog dance, didn't you?
Of course.
Dun, 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 dun. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
And they both left.
That's great.
I mean, that was death when the kids would watch that. Yeah. All right, everybody, it's time for the hot dog dance.
I know
hot
the helicopter
dog, hot
dance.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. And Goofy's like floating like this, and like all the kids like, yeah.
Did you guys ever do the helicopter fun. Dance? When you got older with your significant other?
You ever do the pants dance?
No, I don't think so.
The pants party? You ever been invited to a pants party?
I don't think so.
It's a party in my pants, Brick.
Because he's J.A.C.
That's not our Richard of the Week, but it could be involved. Also, we'll get into Antonio Brown as part of the Richard of the Week on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.